Dictation for Robert Babsian. B as in boy, O, B as in boy, Z, I, E, N. December 2938. Address as a letter to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 463-9360. Dear Dr. Murray, consultation for Mr. Babsian, Robert, who is an 87-year-old gentleman, for abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with son, same name, Robert. He's been fighting for the last few years problems of lower extremity ulceration, peripheral vascular disease, multiple antibiotics exposures through the years, including PICC-Lyme. He decided to stop all his medications but insulin. There has been progressive weight loss from 250 down to 191 for the last 1.5 to 2 years. During this time, active wound infection, denies vomiting, dysphagia, appetite is down, no diarrhea, bleeding. He lives alone, sometimes only eats cereal, rarely he cooks, for the most part he eats out. He has prior history, prostate bladder cancer, total resection, has an ileal loop. He believes there is a good output. This happened like 7-10 years ago. Initially seen by Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S, Midland, eventually University of Michigan. Denies recent infection, cloudiness of blood, minor edema, peripheral vascular disease, prior procedures, lower extremity, sounds like bypass on the left, angioplasty stent on the right, has neuropathy up to the ankles, mobility is restricted, uses a cane, no falling episode, no claudication symptoms at rest, no chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, has sleep apnea but refuses the use of CPAP machine. Next paragraph, the past medical history, overweight, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, neuropathy, foot ulcers, chronic kidney disease, already documented a few years back. In the hospital, Midland, saw Dr. Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. Denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Denies TIS, stroke, or liver abnormalities. Next paragraph. Procedures include coronary artery disease, three vessel bypass surgery, prostate surgery, bladder surgery, ileal loop, procedures lower extremity, angioplasty stent bypass. Transmetatarsal amputation on the right foot, back surgery, gallbladder, right knee replacement, laminectomy, neck surgery, reported as transcarotid artery revascularization. Next paragraph, other diagnosis, COPD, anxiety, depression, hard of hearing, heart murmur, esophageal reflux, hypothyroidism, they mention kidney stone, patient is not aware, osteomyelitis, hip bursitis. Next paragraph, reported side effects to adhesive tape, latex, and ticlid, T-I-C-L-I-D. Next paragraph, only medication right now taking is insulin 70-30, 40 to 50 units in the morning, 40 to 50 units at night. He has stopped the following medicines: Lentas, thyroid, lisinopril, Lipitor, bisoprolol, Bumex, iron, and Lyrica, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight down to 191. Blood pressure 120 down to 0 on the right, 160 down to 40 on the left. Hard of hearing, chronically ill, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, soft speech but no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross JBD, lungs distant clear, there is irregular breathing and bradycardia, no significant murmurs, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, iliac loop on the right lower quadrant, contracture of the hands, some degree of edema and stasis changes lower extremities. Next paragraph. Today, A1C was 13. Back in February, anemia 12.1, normal white blood cell platelet. Urine shows no protein, trace blood, no bacteria. In January, creatinine fluctuating between 1.2 and 1.3. It was 1.31 for a GFR 53. Potassium acid base, albumin, calcium, liver testing was normal, minor low sodium. Last imaging for the kidneys is from January 2026. CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, no contrast. Kidneys reported as normal size, no obstruction. There is an angiomyolipoma, right-sided upper pole, the presence of the ileal loop, normal liver, next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, he has many risk factors, including uncontrolled diabetes, although minimal proteinuria, the prior prostate cancer, bladder cancer, resection, ileal loop, imaging has not shown obstruction, no major activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis, uncontrolled diabetes presently at 13, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Predominant systolic blood pressure with low diastolic suggestive of extensive vascular disease. Probably he has a stronger component of nephrosclerosis than diabetes. Unfortunately, he has decided to stop all medications as indicated above and only taking 70-30. As he lives alone, he's eating out all the time, so he's not following a diet. I convinced him to go back to Lipitor. Prior echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction with evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy. I asked him to do chemistry on a regular basis. He also needs to follow with cardiology. He might as well also decide for a more conservative approach and potentially palliative hospice care. All issues were discussed at length with the patient and son. If willing, we will see him back in 6 months or early as needed.